countless different sources provide evidence of the eating and drinking habits in the Roman and Gallo-Roman cultural area. A number of written documents have survived, such as the cookery book by Marcus Gavius Apicius, and the records of the agricultural writer Marcus Porcius Cato Censorius. To this day, the Edict on Maximum Prices, issued by Emperor Diocletian in the year 301 AD, is considered one of the most comprehensive lists of goods from antiquity. Amphorae often bear inscriptions detailing their contents. Pictures such as stone reliefs or wall paintings depict scenes of festive banquets being enjoyed by the Roman upper classes. Archaeological finds of cooking vessels and tableware or burial objects provide us with information regarding diet, food, and table manners. Excavation of waste pits, graves, and manufacturing sites for food, such as drying kilns and wine presses, often bring residues of foodstuffs to light. In younger branches of science, such as archaeobotany, pollens are analyzed to identify residues of cultivated plants. In archaeozoology, bones of domestic and wild animals are identified. All this knowledge means that we are now able to reproduce Roman recipes.